Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher, concluding an endoscopy report on Deborah Pagan, date of birth 11-1-1958, date of procedure April 24, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher. Referring physician is Dr. Calvin Gibson. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, comma cold biopsy polypectomy, and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is epigastric abdominal pain, comma persistent nausea, comma change in bowel habits, diarrhea, comma family history of colon cancer, and father at age 66. Description procedure performed consent was obtained. Period possible complication procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of misinversion. Such symptoms were experienced in the patient. Period the patient brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, fitted for anesthesia service, and monitor anesthesia care. Period while lubricated, limbus with your gastric opus introduced into the esophagus, commands and direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period careful examination of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period of reflex was obtained at the cardioperiod of reflex from the stem before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was in turn around in the left lateral position as usual rectal terms from a low lubricated lumps video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in the direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or ileocecal valve and common to the cold spirit. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, spinal flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum, reflex was obtained at the rectum period, Boston bar prep score is greater as a 7,2-3-2, comma good kept. The patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy of proximal metastasis appeared unremarkable. Next time, the Z line was irregular at 39 centimeters from the pipe block with evidence of salmon colored mucose extending 15 millimeters proximally, comma C0M1.5. Prog C0M1.5, comma biopsies are obtained in all four quadrants. For further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next time, there were two distal esophageal diminutive polyps. Remove the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next time, there was gastric erythema noted. Biopsies are seen in the anterior body separately for histology to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to the Z2 portion. Common biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. The ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was evidence of bilious liquid in the stomach upon entry. Comma, this was lavage and suction aggressively before the remainder of the procedure was performed. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the Boston Pepper score is greater than 7,2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line, random colon biopsies are obtained in the right and the left colon in order to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there were two diminutive sigmoid colons, SL polyps, from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were three total sigmoid colons, SL polyps, that were diminutive in size, from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were six rectosigmoid diminutive SL polyps, from the cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next line. Plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend recall colonoscopy in 3 years pending bath. Next line, anti reflux precautions were explained. Next line, if a patient is positive for Barrett's, will need PPI daily. Next line, recommend increasing fiber and water in the diet as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Thank you.